Good morning, everyone. It's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. I just wanted to go on here and jump on here and do this quick little podcast episode for you all because I have a lot of things to do today. I got to go to the store and get some last minute holiday shopping, and I have some work to do around my house. So I just want to jump on here and do this quick little podcast episode for you all. And I'm going to just let you all know this is going to be a rant, because it's a lot of foolishness I'm seeing with this case between Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. You know, and you know, it's really saying a lot of how can I put this? It's really revealing a lot of stuff about not only these three people, but also the Black community, and even you know these YouTubers. And, you know, quote unquote, you know, blogs who've been covering this story. Okay, it's saying a lot. And, you know, the last episode I did about this, you know, it was kind of a rant because I did not like how a lot of these hip hop blogs were just saying Kelsey said no when asked about this. Kelsey said, I don't know when asked about this. And then I go to actual verified journalist pages and I'm going through, you know, and I'm going through what they're writing about. And no, there is clearly way more to the story. You all heard, you know, when that hip hop blog No Jumper said that Kelsey denied taking money from Tory, because Megan has always said Tory was offering Kelsey $1 million. But you know, when I went to Megan Connor's thread on Twitter, and she's an actual journalist, she doesn't run a blog, she's an actual journalist, there was way more to that than just Kelsey denied it. Because Kelsey said that it was brought up, you know, she wouldn't call it a bribe, but it was definitely brought up that she could get money. And I'm sorry, those are two different things. You know, I have been invested in this case, and you know, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that, because I have no dog in this fight. I mean, I do listen to Megan's music and I do like her music. You know, it's some Tory Lanez songs I like, but you know, I was not there. Okay, this has nothing to do with me. But you know, I'm invested because one, my intelligence is being insulted with bullshit, and also, you know, it feels like some shady shit is going on. Now, because Kelsey got on that stand and recanted her statement and made a fool out of herself, because that's what she did. She made a complete ass out of herself. And, you know, was basically, when she was cross-examined by the defense, she was, you know, basically saying, you know, the prosecution, when she did that interview, the prosecution pressured her into making those statements. And that opened the door for the judge to allow not only her text messages from that night, but also her interview. The jury was showed her 80-minute interview. And some people were saying, that's not fair. How can they do that if she recanted? And again, a lot of y'all don't know the law. Okay, at this point, Kelsey is being looked at as a hostile witness at this point. You know, that little immunity deal that people been running around saying, you know, that she has and nothing can happen to her. Okay, both the prosecution and Tory Lanez's lawyer both had to tell Kelsey that if you are lying, that immunity deal will not protect you from future charges. Okay, again, a lot of you all don't understand the law. Immunity is nothing more than a piece of paper, and any piece of paper can be ripped up and thrown in the trash. But, you know, because Kelsey lied, again, that opened the door for prosecution to basically let all that shit come to the light. And yesterday, they heard, the jury heard Kelsey's 80-minute interview, and again, these journalists, Megan Cunniff and Nancy DeLeon, and shout out to both of them, you know, because they were, you know, showing everything that was being said in that courtroom. And you know, this testimony that Kelsey gave back in September of this year, it is December. She said all of this in September of this year, not September 2020, because I saw people saying it was September of 2020. No, it was September of this year. September, October, November, December, baby, that was 4 months ago. You know, so when Kelsey got her ass on that stand Tuesday and kept saying, I don't know, well, I can't remember, I plead the fifth, it didn't really go like that. Because initially, I'll admit, initially I thought it was September 2020, but no, it was this year, and I'm sorry, bitch. You know, how detailed this interview is, you just didn't conveniently forget what you said. You didn't. So, I'm going to go with Megan Cunniff's version first, because, you know, she's really detailed this case the best out of anyone I've ever seen. She writes, "I'd say this recording from Kelsey is even worse. There was really no way that this was ever going to be played for the jury in full if Tori's lawyers hadn't hounded her and crossed about changing her story to fit the prosecutor's case. Regarding not trusting the police, Kelsey talks in a recording interview about the TMZ video when discussing the aftermath of LAPD pulling them over at gunpoint. Cops had her on the ground and said they actually had me spread my legs super wide that you can see the clips. Regarding the TMZ interview, I'm trying to figure out why I sat through 2 days of Kelsey's testimony, but the first time I see that video is not even in the courtroom, but in my Twitter replies. It sure seems like that video could have been evidence in the trial," and then she says ... "We are on a 15-minute break. We heard the end of Kelsey's interview with prosecutors and she addresses her riff with Meg and said she's upset because Meg didn't stick up for her when she started facing major backlash after the shooting. Kelsey explains to prosecutors in a September interview that she told Meg she needed her to stick up for her in her statement because she was hearing people say that she, and Megan has she capitalized, was the one who shot Meg and not Tori. Megan, I need you to protect me," she recalled telling her. Kelsey said she told Meg that people were threatening her and her family, and articles about the LAPD officers stopping them at gunpoint and arresting both Tori and Kelsey were fueling speculation. But when Meg made that post, there was no protection. The post I'm discussing is probably Megan admitting that she was shot. Kelsey then tells prosecutors about Meg. "As my best friend, she could have said something. She left me in the hot seat, so I'm upset because she didn't clear my name. She laments that people think I took hush money. It's not fair because I didn't betray her." Now, what's really shocking to me about this whole statement is that, you know, again, when Kelsey got on the stand, she said they asked her, and let me pull up the receipts. The prosecutor, Kathy Todd, asked, "Were there accusations about you having shot Megan?" Kelsey Harris says, "There were." The prosecutor, "And how did you feel about them?" Harris says, "I mean, it's ridiculous. Kelsey denies shooting Meg when she got on that stand. But you know what? What gets me is, she's in this interview from September, she said her issue with Megan is, and you know, it's funny, she doesn't even mention Megan sleeping with the guys Kelsey slept with. Her issue is that Megan didn't say nothing when people were going around saying that Kelsey was the shooter. Now, what's ironic about that is, since Kelsey's got on that stand, half the damn black community and hip-hop community now thinks you're the shooter. Tory Lanez's lawyers are trying to say you the shooter. So I'm like, bitch, are you mad at Tory and his lawyers? Okay, I'm sorry, this girl is goofy as fuck. She really is. How the hell you mad at Megan for not saying you didn't shoot, you not the shooter, when Megan never said you was the shooter? Even in court, Megan said she did not see Kelsey as the shooter. But bitch, you know, you not having the same energy for Tory Lanez and his lawyers. You not having the same energy for your damn self. Because a lot of people been going around saying, you the shooter. Kelce was the shooter was trending on Twitter. You know, again, bitch, you not making no damn sense. Now, let me go to Nancy DeLeon. She says, we only heard recording of Kelce claiming Tory threatened to shoot her inside the SUV. We never heard her September account of allegedly seeing Tory with the gun. Prosecutors claim she was very detailed and said things like she wanted to speak the truth to her to free herself and had nothing to hide. When she got on the stand, she disavowed her September statements, threats, seeing Tory with the gun, being assaulted by Tory offering her money, favors, and a lawyer. Her husband, Darion Smith, was with her in court sitting next to her lawyer. Prosecutors said Smith was at September invite too. Smith is a music manager in Houston affiliated with Carl Crawford and 1501. I repeat, Nancy says Smith is a music manager in Houston affiliated with Carl Crawford and 1501, the label battling Megan in court over a contract she called unconscionable. Jurors just heard most of Kelce's statement. It's intense and incredibly detailed. Kelce carefully describes the shooting blow by blow, alleging it happened immediately after Tory ordered his driver to stop the SUV because he wanted Megan and Kelce ejected from the vehicle. Kelce, I got out of my sight and no sooner did you know you started hearing gunshots going off. I looked up maybe around about the second and third gunshot. You see Tory, he's not in the front seat. I guess he had jumped over in a smooth transition and he's leaning over the door. He's shooting over the top of the door. He was leaning over the front passenger door and he was shooting a gun. Megan was walking away when this happened, but by the third and fourth shot, she was facing towards us and I would describe it as like a deer in headlights. Kelce says the way Tory was angling a gun, it wasn't like straight, it was like down, definitely in her direction. She didn't hear him say anything. She told prosecutors during a September 4th, 2022 interview that she largely disavowed during her live testimony this week. Bitch, when I tell you this shit blew everyone out the door. Cause I'm sorry. And Kelce is goofy, but out of all the testimony, this is the testimony I believe, because it matches with what's the evidence showing. Okay, it's been proven that, you know, bullets came out of a gun and went towards Med's direction. That's no longer speculation. That's no longer Megan lied about that. No, baby, some bullets was coming at her. So, you know, and it kind of goes with what I was saying, that Megan was walking away, and when she turned around, you know, she probably does see Tory with the gun in his hands. Because, again, he has gunshot residue on his fingers. Now, some of these journalists, because, I did some digging, and, you know, when Kelce got on that stand, she didn't disavow everything. And I'm just gonna play you all with this guy Mo, even though I really don't like him. You know, what he says kind of goes with what I'm about to say. So hold on. Again, and also this is coming from the YouTuber Black T Blog.
Kelce, back in September 2022, a lot of the jurors had heard a lot of that stuff before, but now they heard it on audio played on the courtroom speaker. Kelce told the story. She gave a lot of details. You know, when you do a direct examination, you maybe don't go over all the details. When you sit down with police and they do your initial interview, they go over every single detail, and every single detail is on the recording. We got a lot of gossipy details, including that Odell Beckham Jr. was there at the party that night. Kylie Jenner at the front had up to 6 security guards checking people. A lot more. You can go my IG subscriptions. I give you all the gossip details. Let's get to the key part of the recording, and that's where Kelce implicates Tory in the shooting and also makes statements about Tory putting out the idea that Kelce denies taking any money, but she did acknowledge during the recorded testimony that statements were made to her that she could be paid. This was back way back in 2020. As to the shooting, Kelsey said what prosecutors told the jury that she had told them before, which is that Tori was the shooter. They both got out of the car. Tori hopped into the front seat. He pulled a gun. He shot Megan. The other people at the party. It was Kylie Jenner, one of her male friends, one of her girlfriends, Corey Gamble, who's Kris Jenner's husband, OBJ, one of his friends, and then Meg later invited Tori, and Tori got there. Other stuff, there's six security guards at the front when they pulled up. When Meg got there, she was making nachos. She's like, hey, I'm going to make nachos for everybody. Sadly, everybody got very drunk and partied. Looks like the nachos were never eaten. Also, Kelsey describes in detail how Meg started acting really off, was just sounding very weird, very uncomfortable.
Okay, that's that, you know, that's that shit about going to going to Kylie Jenner's house. Okay, we don't need to hear no more of that. So, you know, when he said in that recording, you know, again, Kelsey denies taking that money, but she said it was offered. That's the same thing she said on this stand on Tuesday. You know, Kelsey says she never heard Tori say, dance, bitch, dance. That's what she said on the stand, and that's what she said in this interview. Kelsey also says, what else Kelsey said? No, I think that was the two major points that I wanted to bring up. You know, but again, the main point is Kelsey is still saying that it's Tori that shot. But Kelsey said in that video that it was Tori who pulled that trigger and shot Megan. And you know, I really don't even know how to comprehend a lot of this. You know, because I'm like, for you to say this in September and 4 months later, we in December, and it's again, I don't know. Bitch, you sure enough remember shit from 2020, and it's been 2 years ago. So, bitch, how the fuck you don't know now? What has changed? You know, like Nancy DeLeon said, her husband was at the September interview as well. Okay. Kelsey, you know, Kelsey's situation has changed. Kelsey now has a baby with this man. She is married to this man. Okay, it's video circulating right now of Kelsey with Carl Crawford, and Carl Crawford and Megan got to go to court in January about her contract. With Carl Crawford. You know, it's, the, you know, and Daniel Smith and Jay Prince, who is very big in the Houston rap community, and who that label is officially aligned to, and unofficially. Now, for those of you who don't know Jay Prince, they call him the godfather of Southern hip hop. When the rapper Takeoff got unfortunately shot, his son was involved in that. And you know, they're really big on that check-in nonsense, which is nothing but friendly extortion. Okay, bitch, when I tell you this shit goes deep. It really does. Because I'm like, you know, baby, you switching your sides up for a reason. When I look at Kelsey, I'm seeing, because people are like, Kelsey's on Tori's side. I don't see that at all. I think Kelsey's on this label side. Because, see, Kelsey keeps saying, it's not me that pulled that trigger. Kelsey has said that on that stand. Okay, there's an Instagram post of Tory Lanez saying, you know, when the guy said, people are saying that Kelsey shot her, and Tory said, that's not true. So if Kelsey ain't shoot her, who did? And Tory, you over here pointing the finger at Kelsey now. Which is interesting, because nigga, you should have said this way back in 2020 when you got accused, and you could have been like, no, bitch, it was Kelsey. Okay, when I look at Kelsey, I see someone trying to play both sides, and she's trying to throw Meg and Tori both underneath the bus, and she's trying to save herself and her husband in this label. Because think about it, if Meg comes out the winner in this case, baby, when they go to January, you know, Meg's lawyers can clearly say that, you know, this label is involved in this other case, and they was all trying to destroy Megan, and she win that case as well. Okay, like I said, this shit goes very deep. It really does. It goes very, 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 very deep. Now, another thing that got people talking is the fact that Tory's defense called their DNA expert, and again, this is from Nancy, defense called their DNA expert out of order. He agreed with LAPD that DNA on the gun was inconclusive as to Tory, but said he would have expected conclusive for someone who fired five times. Now, again, a lot of these messy-ass blogs been running with that and been saying that Tory's prints are not on the gun, and that's not what's being said. It's saying that it's inconclusive. But you want to know why it's inconclusive? Because it's four people's prints on the gun. Okay, apparently it's two men and two females' DNA on this gun. Okay, this just goes to show you how people don't just read or don't understand what words mean. Inconclusive is not the same thing as his hands are not on the gun. Those are two different things. There's just really no way to prove that his hands are or not on the gun. Because again, he has gunshot residue on his hands. Just like Kelsey has gunshot residue on her hands. Okay, it's four people in this car. It's the driver, who no one seems to be able to find. It's also Megan, who's a woman, Kelsey, who's a woman, and Tory, who's the man. You know, I'm starting to wonder, is that the real reason why Kylie Jenner kicked them all out of her house? Because everybody keeps talking about Meg being drunk and things getting crazy. But you know, if everybody was drunk, because I think Kylie was drunk at that party too, I think everybody was having a good time. You just heard Mo say that. You know, if I'm telling you to get the fuck out of my house and we all drunk, it's because you done did something that's disturbing. So I want to know, is that when the gun got brought out? And again, when they were arguing with the car, was the gun being waved and brought out and stuff? You know, is that the real reason why Meg got out that car? Because, you know, Megan said, and even Kelsey has said, Meg was trying to get out the car. You know, and Kelsey saying Tory was trying to get them both out the car. Is that why the gun was brought out? He probably said, bitch, get out my car before I shoot you. And I don't know, and that's when the initial battle over the gun starts. Did the driver out have the gun? And is that why no one can't find the driver? You know, it's so much going on with this case, and you know, and people have turned this into a spectacle. All three of these people have turned it into a spectacle. Meg with lying about her sex life. Kelsey getting on that stand and making an ass out of herself and none of her shit making sense. Tory, you know, bringing his son to court and parading his son around in the public as if that's supposed to sway me. Nigga, it don't. Because, you know, your statements also don't make no sense either. All of this is just crazy. But you know, it's the people on social media for me. And you know, I have been, you know, putting my two cents in on Twitter and on Instagram. But you know, some of these replies that some of these people are coming with make absolutely no damn sense. You know, and another thing concerning this firearm is this. Because I was talking to somebody and he was like, the gun is registered in Tory's bodyguard's name. Let me go to it. Yes, this person said the gun is registered in California, Tory's bodyguard Jaquan. Y'all say anything. And he's responding to the fact that I replied to him with, they never say his DNA is not on the gun. They can't say if it is or is not. The fact that four other people prints on the gun made me wonder if the gun was taken out of Kylie's house. That's what I said. This goofy motherfucker gonna respond to me with that, with, again, the gun is registered in California, Tory's bodyguard. And then he asks, why would Tory have his bodyguard at Kylie Jenner's house? And I'm like, you dumbass, isn't the bodyguard the driver? I'm just saying. But what's also interesting is this woman responded to him, and when, you know, and this is what she said. This is from Time Magazine. It says, Lanes, whose legal name is Daystar Peterson, faces charges of assault with a semi-automatic handgun carrying a loaded unregistered firearm. So, you know, these people going around saying the firearm registered in the bodyguard's name, baby. Apparently, it looked like it's unregistered, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. He has pleaded not guilty. Of the two witnesses, Kelsey Harris, Megan's former close friend, has already testified. And Justin Edison, Lane's bodyguard, is expected to testify. Is Justin and Jaquan the same person? Because again, who is Justin and who is Jaquan? Is Jaquan the driver and Justin is just the bodyguard? So you see this shit, you see how this shit, none of this shit makes sense. Like, none of this is making sense because everybody's trying to protect themselves, which is somewhat understandable. But also, if you had nothing to hide, why are you trying to protect yourself? And again, it's something missing from this story. It's something that neither three of these people wants to say. Okay, hearing that interview, that was the first time I ever heard that Kelsey, you know, said that Tory hit her or had beat her up. Megan has said that Tory punched Kelsey, which Kelsey denied, but in that interview, she clearly says it. Again, something happened in that car, and no one wants to say it because it makes all three of them look bad. And what I think it is I think when that gun was pulled out, I think everybody was tussling with that gun, and then when Megan got out, that's when Tory opened fire. Because, you know, again, even if they're arguing, why would Tory just shoot Megan? You know, if I'm shooting you, it's because I'm angry. You know, I don't know. You know, next week, I think the verdict's going to come out. People, you know, I think the judge is saying by next week, this shit getting wrapped up. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be a mistrial. You know, I don't know if Tory going to take some of the charges. I don't know if it's just gonna be a complete not guilty, but all I'm saying is that a lot of shit is changing in the perception. Okay, earlier this week, people were clowning Meg, saying she's a liar. By the end of this week, people are kind of saying, no, Megan is a victim. And you know, it's Kelsey that's being, you know, clowned and all that, which that's why I find it funny that, you know, she was mad at Meg, but Meg not saying that she wasn't a shooter. When people are now thinking it's her based on her and Tory's actions. I don't know. I will say, I've seen some of these, and you know, it's astonishing, a lot of these black female YouTubers who clearly don't like Megan, like Black Tea Blog, and she doesn't like Megan because Megan and Nicki Minaj fell out, and Black Tea Blog is a big Nicki fan. Even she said in this interview that I played with that guy Mo speaking, even she said that she thinks Megan is being compromised. And a lot of people are going at that prosecutor. Now, from what it looks like that woman took this case last minute, because I think the other prosecutor, you know, there's a lot of disciplinary and weird stuff going on. So it looked like this woman took this last minute. And if that's the case, you know, she's kind of handling it the best way she can. But if I'm taking something last minute, you know, it's I have to go through everything. And I will say the fact that she was on it getting that testimony, I give her props for that. So we will see. But it's clear that Megan was shot at. So again, we will see. On that note, I'm your boy D, and I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea. And we will see what goes on next week.